Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacood, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Galakris encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. This fight requires 2 tanks and 2 to 6 healers. Throughout this encounter, it's our job to protect 3 NPCs by killing off the adds that attack them, but also using some CCs. I spec into Fists of Justice just for this task. Also take it a step further. In order to help prevent a wipe by one of the NPCs dying, I like to keep my beacon of light on one of them to help with keeping their health topped off. Now ultimately, we must down Galakris in order to complete this encounter, but not until we've progressed through a wave of adds and dealt with 4 mini-bosses. So like always, I keep my Eternal Flames rolling onto both tanks, mitigating some of the damage they take by using my Hands of Purity and Sacrifice. Since there always seems to be constant raid damage, I spot heal using Holy Radiance and Daybreak Holy Shocks, and with 3 Holy Power up, heal the raid using Light of Dawn. Now you can go either Holy Prism or Light's Hammer on this fight. I've used both, and either one holds its own for helping with raid heals. It generally saved my cooldowns during the mini-boss's special attacks. Khorgrig the Snake is the first mini-boss that you have to contend with. Your special raid-wide attack is Poison Clouds. Poison Clouds are damaging void clouds that continue to spread and grow, causing nature damage. Simply stay out of it. Lieutenant Khorgrig, he is the second mini-boss you'll fight up in Tower 1. The attack that he does that you have to really pay attention to is Arcing Smash. Arcing Smash is a frontal cone attack that he does, indicated by a white cloud. If you get hit by it, it'll knock you off the tower platform, so pay special attention and look for the white cloud and strafe out of it. High Enforcer Thranok, he is the third mini-boss whom you'll fight on the ground. This guy casts Crusher's Call, which pulls 5 or 10 players into him, dependent on 10s versus 25s, and immediately following that hits those players with Skull Cracker, which deals tons of physical damage. Immediately move away from him when you get pulled in to reduce damage from Skull Cracker. As I run out, I like to pop a 3 Holy Power Light of Dawn, followed by a Holy Prism. Master Cannoneer Dagrin is the fourth and final mini-boss. This guy is fought up in Tower 2. Like Khorgrig in Tower 1, he's got a frontal cone attack which can knock you off the tower platform called Muzzle Spray. Like Arcing Smash, move out of it. Eventually, when everything is all said and done, with the towers and waves of adds, Galakris lands and engages the raid. His major attack is Flames of Galakrond. This is a huge fireball that targets one person, and when it reaches that person, explodes, causing major raid-wide damage. However, this damage can be reduced with every person that the ball passes through. So we split the raid into 2 groups, and whoever gets targeted by the flame ball just runs behind the pack, thus reducing its damage. During this phase, we use raid, healing, and personal cooldowns, and heal to our heart's content until we get our kill. So I hope this helps out, and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, and check out my blog page at healingspec.com.